Capital.
Capital.
Radio.
Move up, shit up.
194, 194, 194.
194.
Listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening. One of the most popular radio shows, and one of the longest running, was Scrapbook, where the events and fashions, manners and modes of one particular year were expertly condensed by compiler Leslie Bailey into an hour's nostalgia. Well, I wouldn't want to copy his idea exactly, as in any case, this is a musical show. But I'm going to try an experiment tonight with what I'll call Record Album of 1936. Just a cross-section of the sort of numbers that made the grade back then, and maybe some that didn't, but should have. If you like the idea, let me know, and I'll choose another year from time to time and give it songs as the same treatment. And it's jazz, don't forget that. 1936 was an unusual year of portentous events, mixed emotions, a wet summer. The Olympic Games were held in Berlin under the Nazi swastika banners. And the Crystal Palace burned to the ground in December. Mussolini conquered Abyssinia. The Spanish Civil War started. And a grey horse named Mahmoud won the derby. In defiance of the Treaty of Versailles, Hitler sent his troops into the Rhineland. And America sent us a song that helped take our minds off all this.
Before you play it in that horn, why don't you give the folks an idea of just how it works?
Well, Eddie, will it be all right after I explain to play a chorus?
Sure, go ahead.
Now I blow through here. The music goes down and around, da-da-whoa, and it comes up here.
What happens now?
Then I push the first valve down. The music goes down and around, da-da-whoa, and it comes up here.
What do you do now, Mike?
Then I push the middle valve down. The music goes down around below, below, below. Whoa, listen to the jazz come out. Then I push the other valve down. Music goes down and around. Da-da, whoa. And it comes out here.
Where?
Here.
Where?
I blow through here.
Well,
the music goes down and around. Da-da, whoa. Ooh, and it comes out here.
Let me hear you play it now.
Composer's own version of The Music Goes Round and Around by Eddie Farley and Mike Riley, trumpet and trombone players, and their Onyx Club boys. It was a sort of commercial pseudo-Dixieland bunch, but the absurdity of the song made it a hit. Later on that year, there was something called I Like Bananas Because They Have No Bones. Oh, dear. And they even made a song out of the craze for knock-knocks that summer. Swing was the thing. Benny Goodman was its king, but not everything his band played was connoisseur stuff by any means. With the help of his petite vocalist Helen Ward, Benny Goodman and his orchestra made worthwhile records of pop songs of the time, like, Walter Donaldson's It's Been So Long. Benny Goodman's It's Been So Long. Other prominent jazz musicians of a few years before began leading their own bands. The Dorsey brothers, Tommy and Jimmy, had split up and were very popular leaders of their own bands in their own right. And Isham Jones's clarinet man, Woody Herman, began his long career in the limelight, and so did Artie Shaw, late of Irving Aronson and Roger Wolf Kahn's bands. One of the greatest American bands, though, had as its leader a singer, not an instrumentalist, Bob Crosby, youngest brother of Bing. Bob Crosby had assumed leadership of some of Ben Pollack's men, and the band had a repertoire that included straight pops and numbers like this, one of Louis Armstrong's Hot 5 tunes of 10 years earlier, Come Back, Sweet Papa. Thank you. Crosby, successfully blending the elements of Dixieland into a large swing unit. And we'll go back to 1936 again after the break.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a colour television. What about this one?
Ah, the Sony Trinitron 1810.
Now, does it give a nice fuzzy picture and break down a lot?
No. The Trinitron system means a very sharp and reliable.
Ah, well, are the colours muddy and nasty?
No, sir, they're very bright. It's a feature...
It's for my wife, you see.
Oh. Doesn't she like television?
Oh, yes, but I don't like her.
Ah, well, now this little Ruritanian set's a real shocker.
Ah, really? I like the look of this Sony Trinitron, you know.
Oh.
Yes, I'll take it.
But I must warn you, it's not really right for you.
I know, but it's all right. I'll smash it up a bit. Do you sell mallets?
See the whole range of Sony Trinitron colour televisions at your local Sony dealer or at the Sony Showroom, 134 Regent Street.
And if you have a friend or relative in Hong Kong, Singapore, Malaysia, or Pakistan, why not send them a message on Capital Radio's London Link? Just write your message on the back of a postcard and send it to me, Keith Ashton, London Link, Capital Radio, Post Office Box 194, London, and I'll pass it on to Commercial Radio Hong Kong, Radio Fusion Singapore, Radio Pakistan, or Radio Ceylon.
Capital Radio's London Link, 2 p.m. every Saturday on 194.
194!
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras, back to 1936, when the swing craze was at its height, that Nick LaRocca, who had led the original Dixieland jazz band to fame and fortune 20 years before, decided to show the world that real jazz wasn't dead by any means. Regrouping his original band, he produced new versions of his best compositions, such as this one, Clarinet Marmalade. Of being nostalgic back in 1936, the regrouped original Dixieland 5, Clarinet Marmalade. It wasn't all nostalgia then, by any means. There was a lot to look forward to, we hoped. And in the dance band world in the spring of 1936, there was some sensational news that the leading Negro saxophonist, pianist, trumpet player and arranger Benny Carter was coming to London to arrange for Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra. He came, played and recorded with various British musicians some of the most beautiful jazz ever made in London, such as his own Swinging the Blues. Thank you. Swingin' the Blues, composed and arranged by Benny Carter, who played alto sax and trumpet on that one. British-made jazz has long been established as a top-quality product, and it was in 1936 that a small group of entirely British musicians gathered informally in a London recording studio and played revivals of numbers such as Sweet Sue. Sid Phillips, clarinetist, alto saxophonist, pianist and arranger, and his rhythm, presented by Edgar Jackson, at that time Britain's foremost jazz critic. But it wasn't all swing and rhythm in 1936 by a long way. America sent us nonsense of the music goes round and round and knock-knock type, but she also sent us her radio sweetheart, Ruth Etting, who appeared in something called Transatlantic Rhythm at the Adelphi Theatre. It was a resounding flop, despite the presence in the cast of the Mexican spitfire Lupe Velez, the Negro dancers Buck and Bubbles, comedian Lou Holtz, and the delightful Ruth Etting, of course. While in London, she made some records, including one of a sentimental waltz that was an instant smash hit, It's a Sin to Tell a Lie.
Tell a lie, still you keep saying I love you. It may be true, I wish I knew, but I'm giving fair warning to you. Be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken. I love you, Yes, I do. I love you. If you break my heart, I'll die. So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken. I love you, yes I do. I love you. If you break my heart, I'll die. So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie.
Ruth Etting putting everything she could into It's a Sin to Tell a Lie. It was the sort of song that begged to be ridiculed, so of course Harlem's own court jester Fats Waller took up the challenge and recorded his own impression of the same number.
Yes, but if you break my heart, I'll break your jaw and then I'll die. So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Now get on out there and tell your lie. What is it?
You say indeed, Fats. It's a Sin to Tell a Lie by Fats Waller and His Rhythm. We'll be back in 1936 again after the break.
Oh, good morning to you, sir.
I wouldn't say that. Just listen to it.
On holiday, are you?
Yes, from London, actually. Well, don't worry. It'll be dry when it stops raining.
What?
What can I be getting you?
A bottle of Punty Mess, please.
Now, that's the dark, bitter, sweet drink, isn't it?
Yes.
Ah, yes. And you serve it ice cold with a slice of orange.
Yes, that's right.
And would I be right in thinking you mix it with tonic or soda or even lemonade?
Yes. Look, do you...
Does it not come in a bottle so high with the name and a sort of a banner across the front?
Yes.
No. Sorry, sir. We don't sell it.
As yet, few places outside London have beautifully bittersweet Punty Mess.
You're the second person this year who's asked for it.
Hi, I'm Ian Davidson, and I'm here to keep you company during the wee small hours of the morning from 2 until 6:30 a.m. Monday to Friday on Night Flight. I play some really great capital sounds each morning, so if you're up and about, join me tomorrow morning.
194. Here we are back again on Mardi Gras and back to 1936. That year, Woolworths sold records at sixpence each, 2.5 pence, think of that. And they were jolly good value for money, too. They put out three different versions of It's a Cinderella Lie by a dance band, an accordion band, and a vocal performance by a teenage Londoner named Vera Lynn. It was so successful, she was called back to the studio to make a record of one of the few songs that looked back to the First World War, When the Poppies Bloom Again.
Beside the river's bank, where we kissed adieu. When you told me not to cry, kissed me tenderly, but that kiss was our goodbye. Were gone from me. My lonely footsteps stray where you must ever stay. I place a sweet bouquet, my token of love. Darling, I'll be ever true. When the poppies bloom again, I'll remember you.
Rising star, When the Poppies Bloom Again, with Charles Smart at the Wurlitzer organ. There were other somber songs that year, amid the nonsense. There was Gloomy Sunday, a song by a young Hungarian composer that was said to have driven lovelorn Hungarians to commit suicide. And there was this Irving Berlin number from the Fred Astaire Ginger Rogers film, Follow the Fleet, that seems now like a warning of things to come. Oh yes, there was a film that name in 1936, based on a horror story by H.G. Wells. Here, though, is Al Boley with Ray Noble's orchestra to sing Let's Face the Music and Dance.
may be trouble ahead. But while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have left, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music and
let's face the music and dance. Escapism? Yes, one form of it. And another was this apparently ridiculous but quite ingenious singing game that had quite a vogue at the time. It's self-explanatory, and this one by Joe Hames and his orchestra has some quite good jazz solos thrown in. Eyes a Muggin.
That's not enough, you just don't sing it. You play a game, and here's the trick. You have to count so you can swing it. Sort of a musical arithmetic. First you start a counting in swing rhythm. When you get to seven, say with them. All other numbers containing seven, say or you'll never get to heaven. When you get to ten, say woof. And all other zeros are woof, woof. Are you ready?
Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 8, 9, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 18, 19, whoop, whoop, 22. Stop! We're running short of time, so let's all skip to number 59. Are you ready?
Yes, yes.
59, whoop, whoop, 61, 62, 64, 65, 66, 68, 69, whoop, whoop, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, whoop, whoop. Cause I's a muggin',
boom, daddy, yada.
I's a muggin',
bang, daddy, yada.
I's a muggin',
boom, daddy, yada.
Bebo, 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 bebo. How's about the gid cats doing out the muggin? Bapurina out there, da 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 da.
Eyes a Muggin. In the days when muggin meant something quite harmless, like that. I'll be back with some more after the break.
If you want to read about what's going on at Capital, just pick up a copy of Miss London Weekly, completely free from any central mainline or tube station.
194. Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. 1936 was also a year when Tin Pan Alley Cowboys rode the range in style, following hits of the previous year, such as The Last Roundup, Old Faithful, The Wheel of the Wagon is Broken, Roll Along Covered Wagon. 1936's contributions included Empty Saddles, a rather macabre number, Saddle Your Blues to a Wild Mustang, a glorious send-up called I'm an Old Cowhand from the Rio Grande, and this one. It's simply called Wahoo. And this record of it by Bob Pope and his Hotel Charlotte Orchestra, actually recorded in the hotel in Charlotte, North Carolina, includes a vocal refrain that, well, I won't spoil it for you.
Give me a horse, a very, very large horse, and give me a buckaroo, and let me wahoo, and bid for wahoo. Oh, I say, give me a ranch and a pair of pants, and give me a Stetson, too, and let me wahoo, and more wahoo. Oh, I say, give me the very, very wide open spaces, for I am just like a prairie flower that gets wilder every hour. Oh, give me a moon, a prairie moon, and give me a girl that is true, and let me wahoo, and still more wahoo.
Oh, give me the plains, a pair of reins, and my boots and saddle too, and let me wahoo, wahoo, wahoo.
Wahoo!
Oh, let me get at a lariat as the steer comes into view, and let me wahoo, wahoo, wahoo.
Wahoo!
Give me the wide open spaces. Each time I see a sawdust bar, I want to be way out there. Oh, show me a pal who'll steal my gal and hand me a 32 and let me wahoo, wahoo, wahoo.
I love that, don't you? The idea of a Lord Peter Wimsey type riding the jolly old range and all that bally rot. The extrovert nonsense, the almost morbidly introspective songs, the sentiment and the swing, all appearing on the same bill, as it were. Didn't I say it was a year of mixed emotions? So it's all the more delightful to find tucked away quietly this delightful record of Adrian Olini, not on bass sax but vibraphone, with guitar and bass, playing a completely original kind of swinging jazz, Vibralini.
Thank you.
Vibrolini, recorded in New York, December the 4th, 1936, at the end of an historic year. That was the year when a man they nicknamed the Duke had a success with a song he'd written two or three years earlier. Solitude by Duke Ellington and his orchestra. The man who could number among his friends men who were real dukes, princes, and kings. At the end of that year, 1936, one of them came to the microphone to say goodbye to his people as king.
But you must believe me when I tell you that I have found it impossible to carry the heavy burden of responsibility and to discharge my duties as king as I would wish to do, without the help and support of the woman I love. And I want you to know that the decision I have made has been mine and mine alone.
Duke Ellington's Solitude could almost have been written with the lone figure of King Edward VIII in mind. Despite the events of 1936, ominous or heart-searching though many of them were, there was still a theme of optimism reflected in the best numbers. I'd like to end tonight's show with one of these, by the great songwriter Sammy Kahn, happily still very much with us. Shoeshine Boy, played now by a band of top New York session men under the direction of Nat Shilkret, with Chick Bullock, the big American radio star, singing it. Thank you.
You work hard all day, shoeshine boy, got no time to play. Every nickel helps a lot. So shine, shine, shoeshine boy. You find joy in the things you do. Shoeshine boy, seldom ever blue. You're content with what you've got. So shine, shine, shoeshine boy. People look at you with scorn, cause your clothes are worn and torn. Still you never whine. You keep walking up and down the street, pleading with each one you meet. Brother, can you spare a shine? Shoeshine boy, soon the day will come. Shoeshine boy, soon a tune you'll hum. Every nickel helps a lot. So shine, shine, shoeshine boy.
Shoeshine Boy, one of the sunniest numbers of 1936. And with that, I must close our record album of that year. I hope you enjoyed it, whether you remember those days or not. Next week, it'll be another all-jazz show, so I hope you can listen, and I'll look forward to playing the records and enjoying them with you. Till then, this is Brian Rust saying good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music, and all that jazz.